Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal, the world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot. This is Jason Ophir, and welcome to another edition of Paranormal Horizons. We are just waiting for Pat Rice to connect with us here in a minute, but I want to talk a little bit about our guest tonight. Our guest tonight is Cherry Devine. Cherry is a channel, medium, energy worker, and has been for over 12 years. She brings communications from higher consciousness of love, and she brings messages of guidance, healing, and inspiration. In addition, Cherry receives messages from past loved ones and past life experiences. And I'm really excited to have Cherry on tonight because she's one of the few guests that we've had on the show that I actually know. Cherry and I used to work together many years ago, and it's been so many years since I've talked to her, so it's going to be really exciting to get her on the show and talk about her experiences and what she's doing. And while we're waiting for Pat Rice this evening, I wanted to talk briefly about a story. And this is one that everybody's seen in the news lately. You know, we have this big Ebola problem in Africa. And Africa and other countries, now we're starting to think there was a case in Spain and some other ones
as
well.
Hi, Jason, it's Pat Rice.
Hey, there she is.
Hey, I'm sorry. I had a little bit of technical trouble there, so... Didn't mean to interrupt what you were talking about.
Hey, no problem. Glad you got connected to us.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, what were you talking about?
Well, I was talking about Ebola.
It's the
topic of, as of late, it's the topic everybody has been talking about because it's been such a big problem, but there has been a little bit of a paranormal spin to it, which is that now, we have these cases that are popping up, and everybody's freaking out about it. But some sources in Africa are reporting through various pictures that some of these Ebola victims have resurrected from the dead. You know, we're about to have, like, a zombie apocalypse. And there was also a video released, which clearly isn't fake, and basically... you could probably find it on YouTube. It shows somebody that appears to be deceased, presumably of Ebola, and they cover him up and they put him on the stretcher, and right when they start to pick him up, he moves his arms. So this is another case of one of these Ebola victims coming to life like a zombie.
Okay, well, I suppose that could happen.
You never know. It's an astonishing world that we live in. But also, these pictures that I'm referring to have been circulating, and they've pretty much been proven to be a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, some people have doctored up some work that's been done from people that were on that zombie movie World War Z. However,
mm-hmm.
It is still being reported that a couple news agencies in Africa are in fact saying that at least two Ebola victims have arisen from the dead. Now, me being a logical individual, my first thought on that is, well, nothing against them, but I don't believe that their medical care is held to the standards that it is in Europe and the United States. So while somebody could probably be near death, they might interpret that as death, and maybe they move or mm-hmm. get up or something. So I can see kind of how somebody might feel that it's an actual coming back to life, a zombie.
Right.
It's going to eat your brains and that sort of thing.
Right. I mean, and definitely, you know, you're right about different medical standards in other countries. That's just a fact. And, yeah, who knows? That could be what led up to a zombie story. So, yeah. Well, I just wanted to mention a couple of things, Jason, because I was late, that I wanted to remind everyone that this show is also rebroadcast on Saturdays at 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific time on KITCFM.com. So if anybody wants to listen to the show then, that's another opportunity. And, of course, you can always download the archive episodes from Blog Talk as well.
Yes, technology.
Yes, technology. And then did you get to mention who our guest is yet?
I did. I already went over that, and it looks like we're just waiting for her to pop into our little stoop, and there she is.
Yeah.
Speak of
and
the devil.
I just wanted to mention, I did have a chance today to talk with Cherry Devine briefly. I'm so excited for her to be on this program, Paranormal Horizons. Super interesting person, Jason. She talks about communication with a higher consciousness. Now, in some arenas, that's called channeling, and she does use that word also, but she prefers to think of it as communicating with the higher consciousness of love, which is a vast and support of all life, is what kind of what the description is. And the communications allow her to access ideas, knowledge, and wisdom that serve to answer questions and give guidance. And I think she's got some really interesting information to share with our audience this evening.
Absolutely. And like I briefly mentioned before, I've known Cherry for quite some time, for many years, actually knew
mm-hmm.
her before she got into this pathway. So I can attest to her awesomeness. She's really a great lady, and we're super thrilled to have her on the show this evening.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind everyone the chat room is open. So if you are in Blog Talk on our page and you want to chat or have a question, we'll get to the questions as quickly as we can.
Yeah, we got to get the chat room fired up. We've never really pushed it. So, and I keep saying, you know, if you're listening, because I can tell how many people are listening, come on, let's get in chat. Let's get all these people that are listening, because I can tell.
Yeah.
Know, get more people in chat.
Absolutely. Well, without further ado, do you want to go ahead and get Cherry into the conversation?
Absolutely. Cherry, you are live on Paranormal Horizons. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you two?
Great.
Doing well, Cherry. Yeah, just another program of Paranormal Horizons with an opportunity to talk to, you know, really interesting people like yourself. Jason and I always really embrace doing that. So thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Oh, I'm just delighted. This is great. And like Jason said, we've known each other for many, many years. And he knew me before I had my experience. And so mm-hmm. he's witness to it in some ways, from me being, you're what people call normal type of person into what I do today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really neat.
So
Cherry, what happened? I mean, kind of following along your lead there, you know, a normal person, how did you get into this communication and channeling with the Ascended Masters?
You know, when you're meant to do something, you get there any way that they can get you to where you're supposed to be. And I had gone to take a Reiki class, an energy healing class. My stepfather had Parkinson's disease, and
mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about anything, any of this sort of thing. I mean, I'd had a little bit of interest in astrology. I had done You know, I'd read an Edgar Cayce book, and I knew who Sylvia Brown was. But I really had no other interest. As a matter of fact, Jason and I, with a couple of our other friends years ago, had a conversation about an experience he had, and I was sitting there going, oh my gosh, and it just seems so bizarre. And the next thing you know is, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yep. And anyway, so I went to a Reiki class and walked in, and everybody knew the speak. Everybody knew the right words. And they're talking about how the trees talk to them and how they hear things in the wind. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, these people are odd. Anyway, as it turned out, I had experienced there what's called psychic surgery. And then the next thing you know is it opened up a whole new world to me. I connected to my ancient energy. People told me that I had started channeling, and this everything kind of went, you know, out there. Mm-hmm. And I knew it wasn't right, and this is one of the things mankind does. If it's something great and magnificent, they put it off and outside of themselves. And when I was feeling this idea of channeling, I thought, no, that's not what it was. I connected with a piece of myself. And that's what, in truth, that's exactly what did happen. And so it opened me up to a point that I bring in a lot of different energies and entities that are all of, at what I call, at their request, a higher consciousness of love. If I don't put a name on it, then I don't limit it. And it allows all of those who are there to help and give guidance to be able to come in.
So when you're connecting to the higher consciousness, Cherry, what are they telling you? I mean, is it asking them questions, or is it just you're doing a session and you're sort of downloading information, if you will? How does that work?
All of the above. It's who I am. It's how I live. I'm in and out so quickly. I can be talking to you 1 minute, and the next minute I'll have a shift and information will come in.
Mm-hmm.
People will feel the energy change. They can hear the change in the voice. When I'm doing workshops or guest speaking engagements, people can see the energies come through me. I'll take on the visual aspects of some of the energies. I've had people see angels through me. I've had them see what people call aliens, which put it out there. They request that I call them interdimensional travelers because there's so much fear and propaganda around the words alien and ET. And yeah, it's like, okay, they're not there to study us and dissect us. That's not all, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
And so... So I can be talking to you 1 moment, and you can ask a question, and then information will come in.
Now, do you have, real quick, do you have a memory of the conversation of what you're saying or not?
As being a conscious channel, I am aware. I don't hold the information because it's not my information. If I held it all for everyone I speak with, I think my head would just kind of fly off my body. But
yeah.
I'm not like a trance channel. A trance channel moves up and out of or away from their body and allows another energy to come in. And I have had a full body experience once, and it was really pretty interesting. I prefer the other. But I'll have a vague awareness. It's basically I'll open my mouth and start speaking, and, you know, whatever words come.
Yeah. Now, is it that exhausting from an energy perspective?
You know, it's so funny is when I first started doing this professionally, I set it up like I did, like I would do a regular job. Is okay every hour or every hour and a half, I'd put in a client. And when I first started, I found yes, you do move into a higher energy, and yes, it did exhaust me. That I was taking naps in between clients as I it was the strangest thing. Anyway,
yeah,
but now. as I adjusted, I don't have that happen anymore. And I'll be up in Portland in November, end of October and first November for the Body, Mind, Spirit. And there I'll do like back-to-back sessions with people 8 to 9 hours.
Wow.
And as you acclimate to the energy, it's not as draining. I do know people that it wears them out, but for whatever reason, it does not.
Kind of like starting a new job.
In some respects,
you kind of have to get used to it and learn and kind of go through a growth period. But I just want to remind everyone out there, thank you for tuning in to Paranormal Horizons this evening. Our very special guest, Cherry Divine, and you can catch her on Facebook. She also has a website. And this URL does not get any easier, everyone, cherrydivine.com.
Yeah, I did. I put out, when I first put my website up, I did put out the Wisdom of the Ancients or something like that. Nobody could find it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well,
let's make this easy.
Your name is so memorable, too. So that's great. Hey, just kind of jumping around here in the conversation, Jason and Cherry, there's some questions in the chat room, and I don't want to lose them. So if you don't mind, Cherry, I'm going to throw a couple things out to you that's coming from Lady Heather. She's asking you, she used the words mediating with the dead. I'm assuming that means communicating with the dead. How do you approach that?
The same as I approach everything. I keep it open. I hold it at the highest levels of love, and many times people who have crossed over do come through. A lot of times it's fun the way they come through. It'll depend on the personality of whoever it is that crossed. A lot of times they will show me their hands, or they'll say something as an identifier. It means nothing to me, but of course it means something to the person who I'm speaking to.
Okay, very interesting.
The other day, my friend Maureen and I, we also have a Blog Talk Radio show, and we were doing our show, and we had a lady on whose ex-husband had crossed. And the next thing you know is I had some things fall down my broom closet that should never have come unstuck from the wall and fallen down. And then there was another little movement, and then some words, I can't remember what I said, but it was him letting everyone know
physically. Wow.
Yeah, and that was the first. I haven't had that happen before.
Now I got to ask, for say somebody out there wants to learn to do what you do, and I'm always asking when we have psychics or channelers on, I'm always personally a skeptic of dark energies. Is there a risk connecting to energies out there? Like, are there these negative energies as well as good energies?
I'm going to let somebody else answer that. Yes, of course, there's energies from each and every level. If it is something that resonates to you, of course, you can bring in with dark energy. It is not necessarily anything that is harmful. It is just a low vibrating energy, hasn't gone through the periods of evolvement. Of course, you may request that this leave and then call in only those at the highest levels of love. This is something to remember. Energy exists. Energy is. All aspects of life are there. So there's the answer they give is, yes, there are what people call dark energies, and you can interconnect with them and communicate with them, yet you don't have to.
Because we hear about demonic possession. We've had Archbishop Ron Fail on the show, and so that's always my concern in when we explore the paranormal, even talking about it on the radio or doing an investigation or something like that. I'm always concerned about letting something in, you know, and becoming physically possessed. And I just didn't know if that's too much of watching movies or television, you know. But it sounds like what you're saying, there isn't negative energy.
In my understanding, there is no good, no bad, no negative, no positive. Energy is. And a fear vibration, or what people call low energy, is very low, slow-moving energy that comes across as dark and uncomfortable. High energy moves very fast, very light, and you feel uplifted. there's potentials for everything, you know, experiences. We're here to experience. And there is a potential to that. Myself, I put it out there that I only connect with those at the highest levels of love.
Mm-hmm.
And I have felt some uncomfortable energies, yet it's we have the ability to say no, and I want you to go back to where you came from.
Right. It's like setting that intention and then just not allowing it.
Exactly. Where if you step into your fear and go into it, the energy can connect whatever we resonate to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're resonating to higher energies, that's what connects.
Right.
Yet if you're in a fear space, then your vibrational level is very low and you may connect at that.
Yeah.
So.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
I totally agree with that, and I'm more inclined to follow that method of thought than... Because I totally get the fear thing, and I totally believe, I listened to Dr. Wayne Dyer, The Power of Intention. You know, intention has a lot to do with what we bring into our lives, so I totally can subscribe to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And it makes it easier. It's remembering, each and every person remembering, they're the ones that's in power in what it is they experience. We're all divine beings and very aware beings. So it's stepping into ourselves, feeling the essence of ourselves and allowing that in going to the heart of ourselves. That'll move us up and past the fear. It doesn't mean we won't have uncomfortable experiences or circumstances, yet we have the ability to step up and away from those.
Mm-hmm.
Or so I understand it.
Yeah. Now, Terry, it almost sounded to me when Jason asked you that question about, you know, the negative and the demonic and all of that, that when you answered that question, I thought that your voice changed a little bit. And, I mean, was there something coming through you?
Yes, I stepped they chose to answer that one. And so, yes, and there will be a vibrational shift. Many people will feel this. They'll hear a shift in the voice. But it was one of our helpers.
Yeah, and
that's,
I mean,
cool.
Even the way that you, the words that you were using were a little different than it seems like you would normally say it.
Exactly. My speech changes. You know, I'm a fairly bright person, yet the speech changes completely. Different words that I don't use, you know, regularly or even irregularly will come in. And so, and that's one of the things I noticed right away. I'm going, gosh, listen to them talk.
Yeah. That's.
And one thing you'll notice, there's a lot of humor when I'm talking, because this is something that they send in to me, is the more fun we have with it, the more joy that we put into it, the faster we move into our awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, there's looking at every part of it, but also a lot of joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fascinating. Now, with this consciousness that you speak about, Cherry, or collective, I hope I'm describing it correctly, because I wanted to give the audience, for those that are new to this concept or idea, who, and you mentioned it at the beginning about who's part of that. Does it change who's part of that consciousness? Like you said, sometimes someone who's passed over might come in through you, but the general group that communicates
information, it's unlimited.
Okay.
And that's what I like to tell people. It is unlimited at the highest levels of love. And the reason that is, and I was asked immediately to not put specific name on it to hold it, because that's how we box it in. The names that we use are identifiers for here on Earth. If you stop and think of the universes, and there are universes, the human language isn't everything that's spoken. I'll finish that word. Anyway, so it will come through as, what we call the angels, the ascended masters, interdimensional travelers, anyone at the highest levels. And it's remembering a lot of the descriptive terms we give are for our purposes of identification.
Sure.
Remember, the human language is not spoke each and every world that is out there. In some worlds, there is no speech whatsoever that is necessary. Yet it has been necessary for mankind to have terms to be able to identify those who come in. Many times it is because they are well known to whoever it is they are speaking with. So, yes, you did notice a specific change
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and it seems like too when you're and I keep calling it downloading this information, but when you're given this information too, that if you're doing a session or a group session or whatever, I imagine that you must record this information because it's coming probably so quickly and you don't remember it.
Exactly, as it is recorded. And it comes just the way we're talking right now, is 1 minute I'll be talking to you like this, and then the next minute they choose to give a message.
Right.
And yes, it is definitely recorded in sessions, that sort of thing.
Right. And now, Terry, I want to talk a little bit more after the break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back from the break here on Paranormal Horizons with myself, Pat Rice, and Jason Ophir, and our very special guest, Terry Devine, I want to get a little bit more into really what is an Ascended Master and some of these other higher consciousness beings that you are communicating with, if that sounds like something
yes.
we can, yeah, I think we can expand on that a little bit.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
All right.
Yeah, I'd love to know. So you want me to take us to break, Pat?
Yeah, let's have a break from one of our friends of Paranormal Horizons.
All righty, this one's a quick one.
I'm author Edwin F. Becker. In 1971, there was a Chicago haunting so horrific that it was the first ever paranormal event televised by NBC, and a glimpse of a true exorcism. My book, True Haunting, tells the story. It is one that nearly destroyed my life and did destroy the lives of others. True Haunting is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or you can visit me at edwinbecker.com.
Very good friend of Paranormal Horizons, Edwin Becker. I, Jason, and for everybody out there, and Edwin, if you're listening, I finally got the book. Not finally got the book. You sent it to me a while ago. I read it, and I couldn't put it down once I finally picked it up. So
it's amazing.
It is really a good book about something that happened to him and his family. And I want to give both Edwin and Marcia some good wishes because they've been having some health problems, and I want to send out some positive energy to them.
Absolutely. Great people.
Yep. All right, so we're back with Terry Devine here on Paranormal Horizons. We've got about another half an hour to the top of the hour to talk with her. She communicates with higher consciousness and consciousness of love, I should say, Terry.
Yes. that's what I'd like to call it.
Yeah, and let's kind of expand on that for those that are already in the listening or anyone that has just joined. I want to kind of get a little more clear about, I mean, what exactly is an ascended master?
One who has moved past the reality of human life. That is one way to put it in something for mankind to think of. It is not attached to the emotional value of the earth realm. It has moved and evolved into what is called love. Now, love in mankind's terminology is quite compressed. Love or the idea of energy outside of this world is much more than can be expressed in this world at this particular time with the belief systems. One who is not held to the old constructs of mankind. You see, this is the way that we like to put it. It opens the field of understanding. If we say those such as Jesus or Buddha, then they're held in a certain framework of the mind. And we do not want to hold it there. We want to remind each and every person that it is only moving past the illusional reality of the emotional fear, connecting to the divine source that lives inside. What is to say that not each and every one of you are ascended masters?
Wow.
And that's how they like to answer it, because otherwise we put people up on pedestals, or these illusions and ideas up on pedestals. And in truth, if you think about it, and many people who are listening to this show believe very much in reincarnation. And one of the things that comes up is, if you believe in reincarnation, then it is open to the idea of when you incarnate, you're not necessarily always a being here on Earth,
mm-hmm.
that you are much, much more than that. And so instead of defining it in one specific term, they want to remind each and every person to delve inside of themselves and find that within themselves.
Wow. But you know, when they answered that question, it's a lot of information. Do you know what I mean, Cherry?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I need to like hear that statement or that paragraph several times. That's why
yeah,
I like
I need it on paper
getting printed
so I can
material
study.
Because when somebody up there is downloading information, the thing is
we're vibrational beings and we're pulling in information in many different ways. So you're not just picking up information through the energy or the listening of the words, you're also picking it up through the energy that's coming through. So
mm-hmm.
in many ways, you're kind of getting smacked with this huge download yourself. And that's the way it is. I wrote a book called it's called something. I've got to ground out a little bit. I wrote some book somewhere, and it had a bunch of information in it.
Why does it need a title, right?
And that was it. It's like, oh, here we go. Wisdom of the Ancients, a Manuscript of Life Essentials. And yes, they gave that title for it. But and people will look at it and go, wow, this is going to be a really easy reader, because I love easy readers. But
yeah.
they get it, and the energy that is in it, I'll get people saying, oh my gosh, I was reading this, and the next thing you know, I went into a meditation, or I couldn't get past this one sentence. And it's like
yeah.
something just moved inside of me. This change occurred. And that's it. It's when they're speaking, they're bringing in information on many different levels.
Right.
So sometimes it makes your head feel like it's kind of swimming. And just
yeah. And also, you know, Cherry and Jason, and for the audience, this is my personal belief, though. I believe that we as humans, and at least for myself, I can make a really simple statement really complicated.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know, it's like, oh, no, I've got to be more dramatic, or I've got to be, no, that's too easy. No, I can't just be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that sometimes we get really, you know, wrapped up in
our mind.
Yeah.
In our mind, in all the teachings and trainings and programmings we've had, and it gets held there. And quite truthfully, you know, and this is one of the things they told me right away, it all is very easy. We make it hard.
Yeah.
Our struggle is our struggle. It doesn't have to be.
It feels hard, but my question is, you know, sometimes life, I guess for everybody, can be rather unpleasant. But what is the purpose? Why have I, assuming that I had something to do with me being on Earth, why would I subject myself to this? Why
you're just a masochist.
Yeah.
You make it sound like it's very miserable.
See what happens when you have an old friend on the phone? We came to experience, and this is it, and evolve. And so when you come to experience, I mean, this is a world of emotion. And we don't want to just have one part of it. We go down to the depths of despair up to the ultimate joys. You know, there's lifetimes in which we chose it to be easy. But if you think, let's swing back to the idea of reincarnation again. Wouldn't it be rather boring to come and have an easy life over and over and over again? Why would we do that? But also, it's a I don't want to say training field. I started to do that, and that's something just popped in, and they said, no, it's not a training field. It's a remembering field, because we have the ability to, inside of us, to stop and step into our essence and remember who we are, how we are, and that this doesn't have to be hard. You know, when we're struggling, if we stop and step out of our mind for just a moment, and start asking questions of ourselves, is where did we learn this? You know, what training was it handed down through our ancestors? Is it what we grew up hearing? You know, that's programming. And so we get caught up in that. And there's, you know, and then you're connected to what's called mass consciousness, which holds in so much of this. And then we have, you know, and so I'm just starting to spit and sputter here. Because in my mind, what's going on is I'm seeing all of these different things playing out. And so there's times I'll start talking and it's like, oh, just step into my head. But Jason, you chose to come and experience, but you chose to come in and experience in a way you were kind of shadowed down or shut down, because you actually hold this amazing amount of information that it needed to be shut off for a while and grounded out. It was a little too much for your mind and for your body. It's almost as if it all surged in at once, you would short circuit. You're moving out of it now and opening it up. You can choose to start, it says, treating yourself more kindly and wrapping yourself in a cocoon. I don't know why you want to wrap yourself in a cocoon, but it is saying that. But it's soft, something soft, because you've had a lot of hard edges around you. That's the way it's coming through.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time focusing on my existence, the universe. Things freak me out when I think about the vastness of the universe, and because I really, really want to know the answers. And every once in a while, I get to I don't know if it's a specific thought or something, and I feel like I'm just on the edge of it, like I'm just going to get the answers. And then as soon as I realize it, and I get this surge, and then it's pulled away, and then I'm like, nah, I can't, you know. It's just like I'm getting close and then sucked away from the answers that
I
see.
And they're going to speak directly to you. Jason, you have had the experience of going beyond this world, and you know that it cannot be held in the confines of this particular energy at this moment. You feel what you are feeling because you are remembering an experience. If it pulled you too far in, the idea of being held in the physical form would not be comfortable whatsoever. You have experienced something much more expansive than this. Do not worry so. Of course, the answers lie within. It is not to be so held in curiosity over the universe. It is to know that you already know the inside. Notice there's a little bit of short-circuiting. One thing, when I'm speaking to somebody and all of a sudden I'm hesitating and the words don't seem to come out, it really has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the resistance that's around the person. It's where information, where layers of energy, and the information is going in, but it's coming across what I want to call resistance. So there's a part of you, Jason, that has really stepped up and out and really experienced. But it's that experience. We're in a compressed energy. The physical form could not withstand it all. And if you brought the whole memory into your mind right here, it would almost splinter you out. You would not want to stay physical. So they're telling you don't worry so much about it.
That's, you know what? It's interesting because when I was trying to describe that to you, I was having a trouble picking out words to describe what I was telling you, but you said it. It's a remembering that I get close to and then I get pulled away. That's exactly what it is. It's like I remember this whole vastness of everything existence and then it gets pulled away. So, yeah, it's a remembering that I keep losing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also remembering to take form, energy has to slow down. And so when we move into expansiveness, it moves past form and past words. When I start going into those very elevated spaces, I have no connection to words. I'll be giving information and words will come through and I'll look at somebody and say, is that really a word? Because it means nothing. The languages we use here on Earth really have, you know, no meaning outside of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well,
wow,
thank you for that.
I think that
was great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, Jason, and, you know, just from my relationship with you and what I know about you, and I haven't known you for very long, I mean, that sounded like really right on to me about you. So, yeah.
Well, for sure.
Cherry, can we jump to... Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, I was going to say... I mean, that's exactly the way I am. There's one aspect of me that's constantly striving to find answers about myself, existence. But on the other hand, there's also this other side of me which kind of puts up the shell and, you know, it's kind of like a fight between the two.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and it will be a little bit. But we're you know, moving in awareness. And so as everyone continues this movement, we actually are opening up, you know, to, I choose to use the words our essence or true self. And that's beings that are very, very knowing, very, very aware. And the energy fields, the energy makeup is so much different than. So as we as a whole move in we'll use the term collective consciousness and expand further, what we are grasping for or reaching out to understand, we'll actually have that understanding right there. And it'll be like, oh, that's old news. Yeah, I knew that all along.
I love that term, collective consciousness, Cherry.
No, you and me too, because that's how we do it.
but I wanted to jump back a little bit for myself and for the audience here on Paranormal Horizons. Our guest this evening, Cherry Divine, and to talk a little bit about reincarnation, Cherry, because so. Am I accurate in saying that we do reincarnate?
Yes.
Okay.
If you choose, yes. And
do we come? Is karma real?
You know, and there again, in man's principles, yes, it is. But it isn't as holding or binding as it was at one time. It is an energy force that moves out, of course. But mankind is remembering that it does not take lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, that you do not have to be stuck on the karmic wheel. You may shift the karmic energy in the blink of an eye. See, this is the freedom mankind has moved into, that they are remembering. If you hold the old dictates of karma, you may hold yourself in that cycle if you so choose. But you are no longer obligated to do this, and this is something to be aware of. So, yes, there is karma, and it's energy. We're always sending energy out. Now, whether you don't have to come back, oh, gosh, I hurt somebody this lifetime, I've got to come back next lifetime,
right.
I've got to be hurt by 10 people. You don't have to do that. You can turn around and shift that in just one conscious thought, one movement, you know, one act of love will negate 100 acts of what we call negatives.
And it seems to me too, Cherry, that based on what they just told us about karma that we're now remembering and what they also just told Jason about, we're more able or willing to remember that things are moving at a faster pace. Is that?
They are. Yes, they are. And you know what's really fun about the word remember? There are several of us that when we shifted awareness, that is the word that came in. And it's said in a specific way. It's always remember. And none of us have been in contact with each other, and yet it is a word because it is, you know, the idea of remembering. We all have the information living well inside of us. It's there. It's accessible. It's just allowing mm-hmm. ourselves to tap into it.
Yeah.
Now, do we do this perfectly? Of course we do. And this is one of the things I tell people all the time. We do it perfect in our perfect human way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. You know, Cherry, you and I talked earlier this evening, or excuse me, today, and I talked a little bit about the Abraham teachings,
mm-hmm.
which are, you know, is another collective consciousness that I really, you know, I've read a lot of the books and have gotten so much great information that I feel has helped me in my life, and I feel the same way about, you know, what you're sharing with us this evening, and gosh, we really appreciate it here on Paranormal Horizons.
Yeah.
And well, thank you.
Before I forget, Cherry, I wanted to ask you, and again, I wanted to remind the audience that you can go to Cherry Divine's website, Cherry Divine, just like it sounds, .com. And get information, and I imagine someone would be able to book a private reading with you from your website, Cherry. Is that correct?
Yes, they can. And the contact phone number is there. So yes, and I know that we are in Oregon, and I will be in Lincoln City, Oregon this weekend at the. Gosh, it's on my website. I just can't think that hard right now.
Friday
and Saturday.
Yeah,
because I'm not grounded, it means nothing to me right now.
What is the body, mind, spirit event that you mentioned that's going to be in Portland?
Oh, that's in Portland, and that is at the Rose Center. It's been going on for years and years and years. It's in the fall and in the spring, so it's October 31st and November 1st, if I remember the dates correctly.
Okay, and I imagine that's on your website, too. So
yes,
for those of you that are local that are listening, there's some opportunities to see and meet Cherry. Just go to her website, check out Body, Mind, Spirit, an event coming up in Portland, and then also something coming up at the coast, which this is a great time to go to the coast for all the Oregonians. They know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, and if they keep an eye on my website, they'll see the different events I'm going to or locations I will be at. I do a lot in Washington, Oregon, and California, and getting ready to start out, heading to North Carolina, I believe, next year, and back to Hawaii in May, I'm sure. And so it's all over the board. This is I've been putting it out there to, you know, expand my horizons, and it's mm-hmm. been taking me far and wide.
Now, tell us about your radio show. And, wait, before we do that, Jason, it looks like we've got a caller.
Yep.
Do we have time for that? Is that something you want to do, or...
Do you want to take a caller, Cherry? We can squeeze
you know,
it in if
that
you
would
want
be
to.
Wonderful. They took the time to call in. If we can give them a couple minutes, that'd be perfect.
All right.
Okay, I'll bring them on right now. Caller, you're live on Paranormal Horizons with Cherry Divine. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really good. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Keisha.
Well, hi. And you have a question?
Well, I was just calling to see what kind of messages you had from Spirit for me.
Okay, I love these open-ended ones because one of the things about it, when you put it out there like this, anything can come through. And the one thing with somebody who's calling in, they actually have something specific, and we have limited time. So if you wanted to ask one question, what would it be? Just and just be specific. Again, you ask for a message from Spirit, and so this is what we'll tell you. You are creating in each and every moment of your life, and the more specific you are about creating, the more specifically you bring in exactly what it is you want. You are a warm-hearted person and have always been. There are times that you allow people to do what is called walking over you. It would be very good for you to set some very loving boundaries for yourself. So there's a quick information.
Tisha, did that resonate with you? This is Pat Rice.
Okay, could you repeat the last ending of that again?
Well, basically, what Cherry was saying, and it sounded like the masters came through, that you have a tendency to let people sort of walk over you, not saying that negatively, but that you need to take care of yourself.
But set some loving boundaries.
Yeah. I have done.
And something to think about, and I'm sure the show is, you can go back and listen. It's an archived, is the word I want. And it would be really good to go back and listen to the message again.
Okay.
And then that way, what happens when we move into this type of energy is we don't always catch it or think that we catch it. And so by listening to it again, you will actually get a little more out of the message. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. You guys have a good night.
You too.
You
good night.
Too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we have a few more minutes here on Paranormal Horizons, KITCFM.com, for the rebroadcast on Saturday evenings here with Cherry Divine, myself, Pat Rice, and my wonderful co-host, Jason Ophir. Now,
you know,
Jason, go ahead, Cherry. Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's on the phone. It's a little confusing. It is interesting how Spirit will use someone, not use in a bad way, but let them be a tool as an example, because we are creating in every moment. And when we step in and start just putting anything out there, we're actually opening up that anything can come in. So if we're very specific about what it is we want in our life and really focus in these type of ways, we create much more quickly and precisely what it is we want in our life. We attract it in. So,
you know what I think, Cherry, which is kind of cool, is you and I won't say what we used to do. It was a very serious occupation. And I think it's cool that, you know, here I am doing this. I've been doing the paranormal, and then you went off, and you're doing your thing. I just think it's funny how we both kind of have come from an occupation that keeps us very analytical, and now we're both delving into the spirit world in our own respective ways.
You know what I found, Jason, that just amazed me, and it started happening even before I left my position, is we've been using our abilities the whole time we were there. You know, I just end up at the right place at the right time saying the right thing. It was because it's always pulling in information. And Jason didn't say, and I won't go into detail, but one of the things that I found, and there was one of the situations set up where I had to interview a young man, and it was, he refused to let my partner come in for this interview, and it was part of my training ground, and I didn't realize this at the time. And one of the things that would have happened is when he was being open and speaking, I could feel his energy body coming out, and it would just move me. But then the minute he would want to kind of hide within himself, he would pull all of his energy inside. And I went through an hour of feeling this back and forth, and I thought, that's how I knew when to stop and what to ask, what this, because we're reading people at all times.
Wow.
That's an interesting, you're probably right with what we were doing. It probably kind of got us more sensitive, you know, with picking things up.
Yeah, well, one of the things is it's understanding that we always have been this way, but it was also shut down, or we pulled it away from our own consciousness. Once we step into it and open up, then it was there to be felt, seen, and heard. And that's people. And I do believe, Pat, you started to ask this question earlier about, or Jason, it may have been you, about people want to know how to do this, you know, mm-hmm. how to grow more in their awareness. One, listen to yourself. Don't doubt yourself. When something comes in, acknowledge it's there. You may not get the whole answer in that one moment, but just by allowing it to be there, you're actually giving yourself permission to tap into your own intuitiveness, your own empathy. Mm-hmm. And so it's when we go into our doubts and our worries and all of those things that rip it apart that we keep it shut down from ourselves.
Yeah, what we sure do. So, Cherry, I wanted to change subjects a little bit. And this was something that you and I shared earlier in the day. When you lose someone that you're close to, you know, death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether
yeah, they're not lost. We know they're gone. So,
but
yes.
You know, and I guess, you know, is that something that is part of the karmic agreements, like have we come onto this earth and said, okay, you know, we're going to teach each other these lessons, and then, you know, things happen, and,
well,
you know.
It isn't so much the karmic agreement, it is our agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I did, my husband did pass, it'll be 2 years, and he passed at 9 a.m. on the 10th month, 11th day at the 12th year. He put it all right in sequence.
10,
and
11,
prior,
12.
yeah, 9, 10, 11, 12. And, you know, just because I do this work does not mean I do not grieve, because I do.
Yeah.
You know, that physical person is no longer here. But it was probably 5, 10 minutes prior to his crossing, I am thinking to him and sending him this message as, Rob, you know you don't have to do this. You know you don't have to die. You know you can turn this around. And the next thing I know is I had this swell of energy in my heart chakra and then this huge energetic hug. And then his voice went through my mind and said, you know that is not our agreement. Our agreement is I
oh,
leave
wow.
now. You stay. You have things to do.
Wow.
So it's our agreements. And you may have tingles going on right now. I have these huge
yeah.
tingles going on.
Well,
And so
yeah.
it isn't necessarily a karmic, oh, my gosh, you did something bad last lifetime, so your husband has to die this lifetime. Remember, we come to experience, and even when we are experiencing, there are times we complete this. And then when we complete it, we do cross, we do leave. It doesn't mean it's comfortable or easy, you know, for those who stay behind.
Well, right, that's what I was going to say. I think it's more painful for those of us that are left in this plane.
It is, and that's where it is. On the physical, my husband stepped into his expanded self. He talks to me more now than he ever did when he was alive. And I asked him that one day, when dragons are our things, and I'm looking up in the sky, I'm getting ready to go to an event. I'm looking up in the sky, and here's this huge dragon. And then Rob starts just chattering, and I'm going, you know,
oh, wow.
you talk to me more now than when you were alive. And he goes, yeah, now I can say all of the things I couldn't say.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So for me, and you know, there are some comforts, and I bring comfort to others who have lost people they love. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're not here to hug and kiss. They're not here to, you know, get into our petty disagreements with.
Right,
But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, they never truly leave us.
Yeah.
And that's something
sure.
to remember. As a matter of fact, right probably a month or so after Rob crossed, he helped me write out a blog I did that turned out really beautiful. I didn't know he was a writer either.
Wow, that's pretty special, Cherry. You know, I have to say, you know, for the audience, you know, you sharing your personal experience, and for myself, you know, now
mm-hmm.
my husband, he left this world this year on 4/14/14.
Oh, my goodness. He did the number thing also.
And I don't know what that means, but, yeah. And it was painful because of, you know, the way it happened and everything. And I, you know, I'm
What he's showing is he watched everything that was going on. He really was not in his body right away. and it's showing that he was watching everything, and he could feel the pain all of you were going through, but mm-hmm. he also was able to bring comfort. So there's that for you. So.
I think that's accurate. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So, wow, what a great program we've had this evening, Jason, with a
Absolutely.
Very special person, Cherry Devine, on our show this evening, Paranormal Horizons, and KITCFM.com.
Well, this has been fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes,
you have. Now, hey, Cherry, I wanted you to throw out there to the audience, we know about your website, CherryDevine.com. Now, when is your radio show also on Blog Talk Radio?
It's on Tuesdays. It aired earlier today, and the show is archived. It's Ladies of Light Radio. It's a program of personal empowerment. And let's see, Tuesdays, 3:30 to 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
So, and it's open for callers to call in also, and we just have fun doing it. Somebody said, gosh, it sounds like you two are sitting around in somebody's kitchen just talking. Well, we are. We're in my kitchen.
Now, who do you do the show with? It sounds like you have a co-host.
Oh, I do. A lovely lady named Maureen Frank. She's the mandala lady, and she does some exquisite mandalas when she's doing a reading. She does mandala art. She does all types of fun things.
Very good.
Awesome.
All right. Well, everyone, be sure to check out Cherry Devine's radio show on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesdays. And it was, 3:30 Pacific time?
3:30 to 4 p.m., yes, Pacific.
Okay, good. We got it in there again. 3:30 to 4 p.m.
And how about if I plug my book one more time?
Oh,
you can find it on
Amazon.com.
Yeah, you can find it on Amazon.com. Or if you want a signed copy, you can contact me. It's on the website. It's Wisdom of the Ancients, a manuscript of life essentials.
Fantastic. Any final questions, Jason?
I have a final question for Jason.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jason, have you heard of Dolores Cannon? Have you read any of her work?
You know, that name sounds familiar, but I haven't. I don't read a whole lot, so I haven't read anything.
Oh, gosh. Look up Custodians Beyond Abduction by Dolores Cannon, or one of her latest book. It's called The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth. Pat, it'd be great for you, too.
Okay.
It kind of
gives
us, expands everybody's awareness.
I will
yes.
check it out.
So, gosh, it was good talking to you, too.
Yeah,
it was great. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for being on Paranormal Horizons. Cherry Devine, we'll talk with you again, and I will probably see you at Body, Mind, and Spirit in Portland on October 31st.
Sounds terrific.
All right.
I'm
going
to have to come
night.
Down there as well. Maybe we
you
can
are,
carpool, Pat. Yeah, I'll come down there.
Yes.
Great. Oh, it would be so good to see you. Okay. We'll talk
good
to
night,
you all later.
Jerry.
Good night.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night.
Wow, Jason, that was just such an interesting conversation.
Absolutely. And I hadn't talked to Cherry in, I don't even know, a long, long time. So it was great to have her on, and you know, I've always kind of followed her on Facebook, and I just listened to one of her shows, I believe it was yesterday, so it's nice to catch up, and she's definitely got some great experiences that she shared with us this evening.
Well, yeah, and that's so neat that you two used to work together, you know, however long ago, and kind of getting reconnected in this way, so, you know, really appreciate her being on the show, and Jason, what do we have anyone lined up for next week, or is it going to be a mystery guest?
Well, normally we would have the entire month filled, but I haven't been scheduling the show at all because I'm waiting to hear back because we want to do a paranormal investigation / broadcast.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard on the date, so I haven't been booking. However, somebody did contact us lately, and I don't have the information in front of me, and she isn't on the schedule yet, so I may try and see if she's available for the next show. But she does readings off of pictures, and I don't have more information in front of me, but We would need to send her some pictures ahead of time before the show. So, but I'm confident that we will. Yeah, I'm confident we will be able to get her on, you know, sometime this month for sure.
Yeah, and you know that's the great thing about Paranormal Horizons is you never know who's going to be on the show, and sometimes we just do a roundtable and we talk about things that are going on and we entertain, you know, anybody that wants to call in to call in, and that's always a fun show as well. So, all right, Jason. Well, again, everybody, you know, check us out on KITCFM.com and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. You can always listen to the archive shows. I'm Pat Rice, and I'll talk to you next
Jason
week.
And I'm Jason
O'Fear. Good night,
everyone. You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason O'Fear. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.